But we begin today in Hong Kong after what police are calling the most violent and chaotic day ever seen in the city. Police fired their first live rounds in months of demonstrations overnight, hitting a protester in the chest. The 18-year-old is in a critical condition. But police are blaming protesters for the intensification of the violence on the 70th anniversary of Chinese Communist Party rule. The demonstrators, though, are vowing to continue to call for change in Hong Kong. Gavin Coote begins our coverage.
There were dramatic scenes as Sung Si Ken fell to the ground. The 18-year-old is now fighting for his life after being shot by a Hong Kong police officer. While officers had previously fired warning shots in the air in the 3 months of civil unrest, it was the first time a protester's known to have been shot. But Hong Kong Police Commissioner Stephen Lowe maintains the officer was responding to a serious threat.
We are in a difficult moment, but we will remain steadfast and we will commit to our duty to protect everyone in the society.
The incident came as thousands of people hit the streets of Hong Kong in defiance of a protest ban for the 70th anniversary of communist rule in China. A total of 51 people were injured, two of those critically.
Our National Day is supposed to be a day to celebrate and be happy, but unfortunately, some rioters choose to do all these sorts of criminal damages, arsons, woundings, assaulting police officer, and various behaviour which are more or less equivalent to a riot offence.
Those in the pro-democracy camp maintain it's a fundamentally peaceful movement.
If you have seen just 3 months ago on the 16th of June, 2 million people took to the streets and not a single window broken. That is the true character of Hong Kong people.
Bonnie Long is one of the organisers of the pro-democracy demonstrations. She's told The World Today she's eager to see tensions die back down, but that activists' anger won't be allayed unless police retreat from their heavy-handed tactics.
In the future, I believe that Hong Kong people, especially young people, will still continue to soldier on until we can see this police brutality to be sorted and until all of our 5 demands being responded.
Those 5 demands include an inquiry into alleged police brutality and, for many, the most important concession of them all, universal suffrage in the China-controlled territory. And in this quest to meet their goal, pro-democracy activist Bonnie Long remains hopeful they'll be able to bring peace back to the streets of Hong Kong.
To do our best to pull the movement back to the peaceful side, we have to somehow create hope to all the protesters, to tell them that peaceful demonstration still works, so that they won't feel the need to continue this kind of pressures, because this is leading nowhere and it creates tremendous danger to them as well.
That's pro-democracy campaigner Bonnie Long ending that report from Gavin Coote.